the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Okay.
Friends and enemies.
Friends and enemies, exactly.
Can't forget that. Sponsored by ShakePay and Lennon. Right. Can't forget that
Can you see me on the camera?
You're just half in, man.
I don't know. Maybe I gotta like move in a little bit.
Scoot that away, man. That away.
It's hard to.
There you go. Yeah, you have this the camera now.
This is our first in-person show we've done with the camera with all the fresh gear.
Joey, it's a good job, dude. I like
What's the price of Bitcoin?
Whatever it is, it is.
I don't know either.
I'm not going to hook you up with that
either.
Information.
This is a great turnout for a Saturday afternoon.
It's a sunny Saturday afternoon in Toronto.
It's beautiful.
25-ish.
Yeah.
Very nice weather. But still, we dragged in a whole bunch of people into a bar to watch, talk about Bitcoin. So how could you go wrong?
So we got Foss is coming today, right?
Tomer's
here already. Jesse Berger's here. Got a lot of people from the live chat, which has been really, really cool to see, like a bunch of people you don't know, hang out, talk to them. Everyone has always got such kind words for us, which is amazing. And yeah, we brought a third mic, though. I don't know if we're going to get anyone who's brave enough to come up and fire up.
We might have to go down to the pit, grab somebody and bring them up here.
I'm not going down to the pit.
We'll just got to find somebody. We'll just have to wave him over.
I'm not going down to the pit. There's too much gear. I got too much gear here. Anyway, yeah, so it's good. I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone's got to say. How long are we staying? This is open 2 to 5 for us, right? That's the slot.
There might be some after-party stuff going on.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to give a shout-out to Innocente Brewery. Joey, if you don't mind showing off the HODL beer.
HODL beer.
It's a single HODL.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's the one that's hooking up this place with some...
It's great. You use your drink tickets to get a HODL beer instead of buying one from the tap. You still got to get a can. Once I'm done, I'll donate this can to you.
I don't care. I'll put it in the trunk, as you say, and I'm good to go. Also, we have some shirts here available. So if you didn't show up, you're a no-coiner. We're not even getting an opportunity to buy our shirts.
Did you sell any shirts yet?
Not yet. But I haven't been hawking them.
Are people interested in buying the shirts?
I have no idea.
Me neither. I do like the Kaboom Rack shirt. That's a sick...
This Wednesday we have... Depending on when this gets released, we have an interview with Kaboom Rack CEO.
This will be released, I think, tomorrow, if I'm feeling up to it.
All right, so there you go. Sunday, July, whatever date it is.
The 17th, something like that?
I'm lost. I have no idea, but you're right. Yeah.
So I think safe to say this probably has more people than the Innocente meetup had last month, eh? You think? I think it's pretty... And it's still filling up, by the way.
I say it's close to equal. Well, because I can't see the patio side, so... It's not too bad. I'm not sure if you can see, but I believe I see Mark from Coin Shack over there.
Is he there? Yeah. Where?
I think I see.
Mark from Coin Shack's here too. Yeah. The Monero maximalist. Yeah. I brought a little crew from Hamilton. I got our buddy Manny Monero's here. His wife and our other buddy Chris.
So Manny Monero doesn't want to be on camera. So unfortunately, he wants to stay anonymous. He's a Monero guy.
There is a lot of talk about.
We got our first guest. It looks like joining us.
He's coming up. He's coming up.
Join us, Connor.
Hop on the mic for 5 minutes. Connor's here. Great Bitcoiner, organizer of the event. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Great to see you.
We're
all drinking the same thing today, man.
Thank you for organizing this event. It's fantastic that you're able to do so. And by the way, Connor, you were my Bitcoiner of the week last week. So
nice. Yeah, the one time I was listening live when
you stayed
for
the whole episode. I saw you at the beginning, and I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah,
but I was happy.
Talking into the mic. You got a problem with mics.
I do.
You gotta talk into the mic. Make my life easier on the back
Sorry,
end.
Man.
See, I have the Rock Band experience, so I put my lips right on it.
Swapping droplets. How long did it take you to set this up? Because this is great. This is the second one I've been to, I think, that you set up.
Yeah. I don't know how long. It's the last one was April 30th.
Yeah.
And I think I took maybe like a couple of weeks of not doing anything. But it's not hard to set up, right? I think everybody should do this because all I do is tweet about it and then sponsors tweet me. Like I didn't ask any sponsors to do it or anything like that. And then you'd be surprised when you DM people and ask, hey, can you come speak at my event? people love Bitcoin. They want to do whatever they can to help Bitcoin. Yeah. So they're willing to do that. So Bitcoin perfects incentives. So I think everybody should do it because it organizes itself pretty much.
So talk about the sponsor.
I know. So who did you get to sponsor this?
So the event, if you can see on the TVs here, there's a big ShakePay logo everywhere because ShakePay was our kind sponsor. So that's why we're drinking for free and having pizza later. And then we also have CoinKites giving away an MK4 hardware wallet, which I want to win, but I feel like it would look bad.
they're sick. Yeah, we both have one. They're fucking sick. Yeah.
And then Luxor too. So they have like, I think they have more than two S9s over there. I think there's three S9s they're giving away or something like that.
They're giving away miners?
Two S9s are being raffled off today.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Joey, here's your chance to get into Bitcoin mining.
Yeah, no shit. Hey, I know. It's finally my time.
And you don't have to
time.
Put any money in. All you got to do is stick around and hopefully win.
I love it. Yeah, this is a great event. So you brought in Tomer and Foss. Where is Foss? I heard Foss is like a monster.
Yeah, so he's a little late. I don't want to say this, but I think he might have forgotten about it because he put like Oakville Bitcoin Meetup on Twitter today.
Yeah. Come on
but
over.
I think he...
Yeah,
hey,
we're live.
Guys.
Yeah, you want to come on?
I'm coming on.
We got to sit next to Connor.
Yeah, come in.
Share the mic. You want to come on too? Okay, you're not coming on?
Good afternoon, everybody.
So who are you?
I'm Adam J.D. Martin.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you as well.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Joey.
I'm sorry I don't know you.
That's
already.
Okay. No problem. Easy. Now we know each other. It's
now
good.
Now we know each other.
Yeah.
Guys, this event's wicked right now.
Yeah. Good turnout.
It's outstanding so far.
It's been amazing.
Only going to get better. Just started.
I just had to reveal the fact that some of my first buys were absolute shit coins. So
you and everyone else.
Yeah, me and everybody else. So I watched SafeMoon go to the absolute ground.
Yeah.
It's
not
safe and it's not going to the moon.
No.
Safe turf.
It's not safe at all. It's like a challenger. Fucking blew up right on the platform.
Yeah. Not good.
No, it was terrible.
Stay away. Everyone has the same story. Like, we talk on our show all the time about how we started in just fucking bullshit tokens after Bitcoin.
If we had a subreddit
and a
logo.
A subreddit and a logo, you're going to be rich in 2017. That's it.
So the problem
it was mooning.
My friend bought ADA really cheap.
Yeah.
Made like,
ADA's Cardano.
Yeah, okay. Made $500,000 in like 5 seconds. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
That is cool, yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe that'll work. No, it fucking doesn't work. Just buy Bitcoin.
Doesn't work,
so
man.
Then I learned that lesson.
Yeah.
Here's my next failure. Didn't look at a single chart.
Yeah.
Bought the absolute top. I'm the proud owner of a $70,000.
Nice.
Dude.
Good.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing
oh, my God. That. The good news is I continued to DCA for the last, year after that.
It's all good.
But
it's
that was
good.
An issue. That was an issue. I was like, fuck.
These things happen.
I'm down bad.
Everybody buys... those like cycle highs.
Yeah.
That's when the hype is. That's when it hits 70,000. No one thinks it's going to 30 next. Yeah. They all think it's going to 100 next. Everybody buys at that time. You're not alone. There's people in this room who probably did the same thing.
But the cool thing is the awareness grows during those cycles, right? Like I probably would not have been aware, and I probably would not have done the research.
Yeah.
Followed Michael Saylor, Saipedean, right? Bitcoin Standard. Yeah. I wouldn't have gone off the deep end if it didn't go parabolically the way it did. Then I think the winners here are the people that continue to buy, right? Like continue to DCA after the big drop, because like that's fucking terrible.
It's DCA,
you're exiting
during the down cycles, the bear markets. I don't even know if you call this a bear market at 20,000 of Bitcoin, but I'll say like during the bear cycles, people spend time doing things that during the hype cycles they just don't want to do. They spend time learning, listening, reading, all that stuff.
The noise is gone.
Yeah.
The signal remains.
Yeah.
And it's easy to focus on the signal because there's so much of it
spot
there.
On. Spot
and
on.
You don't hear a lot of bullshit from the shitcoinery going on.
Like, what's Pomp going to do when everything's at zero?
What's his plan? What is it? Fortune cookies?
He's tweeting out fortune cookie quotes.
Spinning it around?
I know.
Yeah, stay with your wife.
Be resilient. Be resilient. Chase your dream big. Live your dreams.
Get after it.
He's a loser, that guy.
It
looks like he hasn't slept in 3 years. Like he's, I don't know what happened to that guy. He lost about 60 pounds. Do you guys know each other?
No.
Great. Fantastic. Good.
Is this your first time on this podcast too?
Yeah, man.
Fuck's sake. Yeah. Here we are. We're going deep. Dude, that is a
couple
cool
of rookies.
Can.
Yeah,
man.
100%.
Yeah, Innocente Brewery in Hamilton. Sorry, in Waterloo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, good stuff.
Is Steve coming today, the owner of Vicente?
No, he couldn't make it, but that was a real last-minute addition, too.
Yeah,
because for the longest time, we couldn't get to know from the bar owner if he was allowed to have outside beer and that. But that came together, so I'm really happy with that.
Nice. Good.
They bent the rules for us.
I think they did, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what we like to see. I will say, though, that I want to hear Foss talk today, because I've only, like, we had him on the show. We've heard him talk before. He was at the ShakePay thing a couple of weeks ago. But I've never seen him light up a room in person, though. And apparently it's like a real experience.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Yeah,
like religious.
He is going to be here. He's just running late.
Okay, you guys, thanks for having me on.
God bless, brother.
I got to ask like the really stupid question.
Yeah.
What is this podcast called?
The Canadian Bitcoiners Podcast.
Okay, yeah. I'm on it. I'm
easy,
all over that.
Easy, yeah.
That's super easy.
That's perfect for SEO. We know what we're doing. Yeah, we know what we're doing.
Plus one follower.
Yeah, I'll toss you a subscription right
Yeah, subscribe, now. Subscribe.
Appreciate you guys.
Right. Buddy, enjoy your afternoon, man.
Yeah, you too.
For sure. Don't spill the beer.
I thought for sure that was a special guest I didn't know about.
Fantastic, yeah. That's nice. What we like to see. That's
an open mic.
The whole point of bringing a third mic is to have people come up and shoot the shit with us.
Yeah, okay. So I'll send people up. I'll send Tomer up to come
see
you.
And
whoever else wants
100%.
To come.
100%. We're going to go like another 20 minutes maybe.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to make an announcement. I think I'll be okay here. I won't be too loud for you.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, guys.
God bless you, brother.
Love the podcast.
Thank you again, yeah.
Dream come true being on.
See you Monday.
Yeah, see you Monday.
Look at that.
Outstanding.
Bitcoiner of the week 1 week.
I know.
The next week shows up.
Making an appearance. Yeah. Making an appearance the next week. Uh-oh. Good job. See you, buddy. Yeah, very good.
So that's, just ladies and gentlemen, let this be known. If you are a Bitcoiner of the week, maybe the very next show you can show up and be a member.
We will have you. We will have you.
Be a third.
So that's good. That other guy's having a good time. JD or whatever his name is.
Plus one so follower.
Fantastic.
I like that. We got another sub.
Fantastic.
Yeah, bring it on.
Very good.
Yeah, did you hear that Voyager Digital and Celsius, they're using the same lawyer for Chapter 11? Uh-oh. I thought this was good enough.
Len never talks into the mic.
Sorry, man.
I don't know if you remember. Remember at Tom and Nick's place, they were like, "Yeah, speaking into the mic. You gotta speak. It's your Italian. I know. I got some practice, so I know what I'm doing." But
tell us a little about Two Whites and the Blue. I haven't heard of this show forever.
Man, those guys are busy. I'm busy. I wanted to do one last night.
I thought this was gonna be the whole. You were gonna set this up.
One of the best things about the Bitcoin show is that there's rollover plays on the other show now. Yeah,
you're getting some bleed from.
Those episodes are evergreen. The struggles of the 30-year-old male, they never change, man. They never change.
They sure do.
The tools might change, the players might change, but the struggles never change. They never change.
Well, that's a good show, ladies and gentlemen. Check out Two Whites and the Blue. But anyways, to go back, Celsius and Voyager Digital each filed Chapter 11. Same lawyers being used to represent both companies.
Big surprise.
What the fucking
big
is
surprise.
Going on?
Are you surprised by that?
Kind of, because these are two, like, supposedly very big firms. But I think
that lawyer is probably the best thing, like, the best available talent for something like that, don't you think?
It's an inside job, man. They're giving it to their friends. And here we are, at least. I'm not a player that put my money on either of the two platforms.
I think there's a.
Got fucking wrecked.
No, I think there's a real chance that, like, I know we talked about how, like, maybe the blow ups are done, but I think it's a safe bet that, the bodies have not finished washing yet. I'm sure there's going to be more destruction out of those two. Not bodies, not like retail or investor bodies, but people who are running those shows, committing fraud and doing Ponzi-nomic type stuff. We'll see. If this episode gets released, by the way, it's going to be a miracle with all this noise. It is going to be a miracle.
You don't think it's going to be able to?
It's going
to
be tough. We're going to find out. If you end up hearing this, Anon, you'll know we fucking figured it out. But
you should have brought your laptop here. We could then have rendered it on site.
Oh my God. Check it out. It's too hard.
But no, Joey didn't want to bring his $20
laptop. It's way too hard.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I didn't want to bring my $20 laptop.
It's such a struggle. Like cutting this kind of audio out is going to be tough. But even if I don't cut it, I might just release it anyway and see if people want to listen. Give them the choice.
Yochi down there. I want to grab him.
Yochi?
I
see Austin from CoinKite. He's here. Yeah, he's in the house here.
Yeah, let's get some more people on.
He was on Did you see he was on Why Are We Bullish last night?
Yes, he was.
With fucking Svetsky and Mark Moss. I texted him, like, bro, that's a big fucking panel you got.
Was
there.
He still doing a front? Was he in BC, though, Ben?
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah, he must have been.
I just saw the tweet, but I didn't catch a show. And I'm wondering if he's still in BC.
He was with Jeff, right? Jeff Booth?
Yeah.
So Jeff told me...
They were doing some water skiing, right?
He and Jeff is in BC right now. He's in British Columbia as well. He just got back, he was saying, last week. So,
by the way, that Jeff Booth episode, if you haven't listened to it, watch it or listen to it. It's gangbusters.
It's popular. People like that one.
They do like it, yeah.
Jeff's a really good speaker. He's a guy you want to know in the Bitcoin space. This place is filling up pretty quick, actually. I'm very impressed by this.
Just want to give you a heads up. It's only 2:35, so it's very beginning of this thing. It's going to get fucking rammed.
I got parking till 4:15, so...
You don't want to get fucking ticketed, man.
I'm not going to get ticketed. There's going to be no ticket for me.
I see some anonymous people that will not want to show up on the show just appear.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry. No worries. We'll keep them out. I love seeing people who, like, know each other, don't know each other.
I think we have to cut it off.
Hey, people, I see you thing. So, first thing that everybody's telling, if you don't have drink tickets, come see me. I've got them. If you want...
Imagine I had the drink tickets.
What's that?
If I had the drink tickets.
Wallet from PointPay, talk to D right here. It's hands up. It's not him with the raffle. If you want to win an S9 Bitcoin miner, you're going to talk to Aaron. Is Aaron in the room? Aaron's here with his hand up. Talk to him, because that's a raffle as well. Pizza's going to be outside at 3. And then, like, at 3:30 is going to be Tomer and Foss speaking right after. And the giveaways will be somewhere in there as well.
I love a good giveaway. Anyway, I gotta tell
I'm
you.
There every time they have
something. I love a good giveaway.
Okay,
we don't want to talk to him.
Huh?
We don't want to talk to him. We need tickets from him and him and him, and we're good to go.
Are you trying to win another miner? Will your wife let you put another miner up in your?
I gave mine to my friend.
You gave it away?
Yeah. So somebody I knew wanted to do.
You didn't tell us that.
I've been seeing this quite a bit
on the show.
Not on Twitter for sure.
I didn't see that.
Oh, no, you haven't? No, I've mentioned it several...
I was just DMing with someone the other day about how you were into mining and were enjoying the experience.
It was really nice.
You enjoyed it so much that you gave it away for free.
A friend of mine wanted to try it out, so I lent it to him. He liked it so much, I let him keep it.
Yeah.
So he's mining at home. I really enjoyed it. He really enjoyed it. I like to get a new S9. Hopefully I can replace my old one with this new one. Hopefully it's
I'm in disbelief. Are you breaking news here?
By the way, you're off the camera.
It's okay. I'm not worried about it. It is what it is.
It's just me and the camera.
It's a tough, like, I can't get in the shot.
I think it was knocked.
It's hard to get in the shot.
I think it was knocked over when somebody walked by.
It's all right. It's hard to get in the shot. So, okay, like, what did your friend want the miner for? Why don't you tell him to buy his own?
I was talking about it.
You just want to let him try it out?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he liked it so much because you're earning money for free. Not for free. You're earning money for... parlaying electricity into that.
That's
right. Electricity arbitrage.
That's right.
It's not profitable right now with an S9.
No.
Given the price of Bitcoin.
You know what we should do?
I think that's better.
I don't know why I didn't think of that first. That was really easy to do that.
There we go.
That's much, much better.
A lot better. And you know we can move that mic to the other side.
I know. There we go.
We're good to go.
Blocking me out. Yeah, it's good. Anyway, yeah, I was pretty happy about telling people that you've been enjoying mining, because the number of people who, ever since you said that you had an S9, the number of people who, like, chimed in and be like, oh man, like, I want to get one. Where do you get it?
It was nice. I can admit, mining at home was fucking mint, but somebody else took it from me.
And we're going to have lots to talk about because we got Kaboom Racks on Wednesday, right?
So I would love to hear about their sales, if it's going up or down during this bear market. Prices are going down.
What's your guess?
I think they're going up.
Me too.
I think because the prices are going down, there's lots of opportunities to buy mining ASICs for cheap.
I think you're right.
But we'll get the proof will be in the pudding once we get him on the show. I forget his name. Robert, I think it is.
Yeah.
Robert from Kaboom Racks.
Move that camera even more. Move it that way. So I'm gonna see if we can get Tomer to come up and talk to us for a bit. More. Like this way. And so turn it. Yeah. Like that. Exactly. Something like that. And then, I don't know. I didn't think this through. This is the reason we don't do this shit in person, because it's impossible to keep track of where the fucking camera is. It's impossible to keep... Like, the last thing I want to do is, like, spend my afternoon setting up tech and taking tech down, but whatever. Tomer, come say a few words. Come on. Yeah, so Tomer just wrote a book called Why Bitcoin, right? Very popular. I hope he brings it up with him. It's a beautiful book. Very beautiful book. Have a seat, brother. Have a seat. I was hoping... Where's your book? We got to put the book on camera.
I was actually just selling one.
Oh,
right,
okay. Okay.
We took away sales from him.
Beautiful. The Why Bitcoin book. Tomer Strohlite's here with us.
Video.
Here, wait. Move it. Let's see if we go... Can you get in? Yeah, come closer. There we go. Look at that.
So okay, welcome to the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast.
Yeah, welcome. Guys. Cheers, brother.
First time to be on. Eh?
First time on. That's right.
Welcome
great
aboard.
To see you. So, okay, tell me something. People know you. You're very popular on Bitcoin Twitter. You work for Swan, I believe.
Yeah.
So how did you catch on with Swan? Because that's the company du jour now. Everybody wants to work with Corey, work with those guys over at Swan.
Right.
How'd you catch on?
So I started working in Bitcoin last February. Nobody was paying me. I just had this idea that I was never going to get another job anywhere anyways. And I didn't want a job anywhere else anyways. And I started writing about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I started writing the articles that are in this book, Why Bitcoin. That was kind of like my shtick was I wanted to write short pieces that answered very common questions that people had, but do so in a way that wasn't just speaking down to beginners. And I wanted to write things that I'd been in Bitcoin for 8 years and I knew a lot about it, so I wanted it to be something that was still going to impress my peers, right? And say, oh, I'd never really thought about Bitcoin in that way either. And after I'd written about a half dozen of the articles, they started to catch on.
Yeah.
People were sharing them. Michael Saylor was sharing them. Robert Reed.
They're well written.
Them.
They're well written.
Yeah, thank you. And then and Corey reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we have an affiliate program at Swan. Why don't, when you're done with the series, we'll publish it as a free ebook for people to download. And anyone who signs up, you'll be an affiliate. So I said, okay. So it gave me a deadline to kind of finish writing the series, and I did. And when I was done, I was getting along well with Corey. And he said, you know, we're starting a new part of Swan called Swan Private, which is for high net worth clients. And I'd like to put together a publication for them monthly. Would you be the editor of that? And I'm like, I, by the way, was
yes,
never
sir.
A writer
yes,
before.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I was a business person, but I wanted to become a writer, and I wanted to write about Bitcoin. And here it was, everything, all the stars were aligning. So I said, we talked about a bunch of things. It wasn't quite as direct as that. He was like, I'd like you to work for Swan Bitcoin. Do you want to, can you code? I'm like, no.
You can learn, though. It's never too late.
I've been the CTO of a company, but it's like Swan's a small company, so they don't have room for big executives doing chief this and chief that. So do you want to sell? I'm like, I'm not. I want to write now. So he came up with this idea, and so I think that started about a year ago, or June of last year, and in July we put out the first issue of Swan Private Insight, and just a couple of days ago we put out the 1 year anniversary issue of it. And even after I was doing that for a while, he said, why don't you be the editor-in-chief of Swan Bitcoin? And I'm like, of course, I love and work.
I would love to.
It's amazing people. And the company's mission is really to always do what's right for Bitcoin and what's right for Bitcoiners.
Right.
And that was kind of that was for me the deal that I had with Corey, not put in quite those words. I was like, as long as I feel I can do a good job for you guys and you never shitcoin, I'm happy to continue working with you guys. And it was such a thrill, because just as I was joining, Gigi was leaving, so it was, but I managed to befriend him, and there's so many amazing people who work there besides even Corey, like Jan and Brandon and Brady and Camilla.
Brady's great. Brady was one of the podcasts I listened to. That must have been 3 years ago during that initial sort of 2017-18 lull.
Yeah.
He kept on doing that show.
Yeah.
And I kept on tuning in. Like, you know, it's right. That's what we were talking about earlier. You know, you sort of build your base during downturns, during bear markets.
Yeah.
And stuff like the Why Bitcoin book, podcasts like ours, or the stuff you guys are doing at Swan. It's always good signal for new people and people who are experienced as well, right? Now, here's a question for you. You're a big Twitter Spaces guy. I see you in a lot of spaces. you're very friendly with a lot of the Bitcoiners that are frequenting these spaces. Who is your most annoying Twitter Spaces friend? And why is it? And why is it Magoo?
Oh, you know, I wasn't gonna go with Magoo. I was gonna pick on my good friend Nesky.
Oh, Nesky too. Okay,
because he has no, he literally has no social skills, and which is great. It's tons of fun. But I think he plays it up, but I don't know. Maybe that's who he really is. I have no idea who he is in real life.
It's outstanding. The spaces are great. I like that you guys are always doing those things.
Now they're getting so much publicity, because, especially what happened with Corey, predicting what happened with fucking Celsius and other shit. You guys are getting so much publicity now. A lot of eyes are on you right now.
It's not like we haven't been calling out scams all this time. You know, I put so much energy into trying to help people see the difference between Bitcoin and all the other garbage.
Yeah.
But it took for the market to crash and for people to really see how exposed they were to the risks of these things, for people to say, oh, you guys were prophetic. You know, it's like, you know, predicting that a stone's going to fall when it's sitting on the edge of a cliff is not that great a prophecy. But, I mean, Corey, I think, got very fortunate with some of the timing, because it was sort of imminent when he saw something, and then boom.
When they cratered, Corey was all over the place. We were lucky he made time for us. We booked him a couple weeks before that, and the day that he came on, I think he said he was doing NPR, NBC.
Yeah. He had a whirlwind tour. And
he was everywhere.
We were the last on his list.
That's right.
And it was the most relaxing.
Yeah, and he still made it to the show. I really appreciate that about him. Okay, Tomer, I won't keep you all afternoon. I want to ask you one more question. Why Bitcoin for you?
I wrote a book, and you can get it for free, right? So the book is free. It's Swan Bitcoin.
You should pay for the book. The cover art is worth the price of admission alone here. Come on. This looks good on a coffee table.
It is it's the only Bitcoin coffee table book. For me, it all comes down to, this is the thing that I wished existed my whole life.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, I said this is like this little boy's dream come true, that there's something incorruptible and honest, and that has built a community around it of people who are incorruptible and honest, and who hold each other to that standard of being incorruptible and honest. And so it's not about the money, it's about the community, it's about the culture of the whole thing, because I wouldn't rather be around any other sort of people than people who I can trust. And it is Bitcoin is this amazing thing that it brings these things out of the void, right? It's out of nothing comes Bitcoin, and out of trustlessness comes trustworthiness, right? And out of permissionless comes inclusivity, right?
Yeah.
Because the thing doesn't have a username field, everyone in the world can use it. You can't put a filter and say, well, people named Ian can't use it, right? Like, it just has no ability to select anybody out. And so it's this brilliant invention that brings all of this forth from the void, and it's like creation itself. It's really remarkable.
Outstanding
how it does these things.
Yeah, it's incredible. I totally agree with you about the community. We see how inclusive and special the community can be, right?
Yeah.
Events like this. Outstanding, man. Sir, thank you for coming up
Thanks
for coming up to the booth. We got to get, who else are we going to get now?
I think we got to quit. It's getting close to the raffle time, no?
Okay, all right.
You guys want to win a Mark IV?
We want everything.
I want to win everything, yeah. We're plebs too, fuck.
I understand. I didn't know that there was going to be the raffles. I'd throw one of my books in there.
Now you know.
Maybe it's not too late.
No,
I'll have
no.
A runner-up.
That's it.
Prize.
Easy.
All right, thanks for having me.
Buddy, anytime. Cheers. Great to see ya.
Thank you.
Wow, thanks, Tomer. Hey, nice. Hanging up behind your... Yeah.
Thank you.
Added to the list. Tomer's the best, man. He's a guy I've been following more closely in the last 6 months than I did before, I'll be honest. But have you read his stuff?
No. I read some of the stuff on swan.com.
Yeah, yeah.
But not this.
Well, that's going to be some of the same stuff. It's great. He's a very good thinker. Easy to read, digestible, but great ideas, great stuff inside.
Joey, let's wrap this guy up. We got things to
do. It's getting busy, buddy. It's getting busy. Okay, what's the price of Bitcoin?
A lot. Who the hell knows?
It's a lot. We'll talk to you soon, folks.
Take care.